Log Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your host, Stewie. How's everyone's week going? I can say that this week is beautiful with the weather. Yes, we did get rain. Who cares? Rain is better than ice and snow on any level. But yes, it is very treacherous, too, because it can create flooding. But other than that, ain't been no flooding around here. It's just washing away all the lovely snow that we just endured. And it's just crazy how just a week ago we were dealing with all this ice and snow. And now we're in the 50s, hitting the 60s, and we are melting away all of that memories of the snow. How about that? So if you're all on my side of the world and we're dealing with this, then high five to you, because of the fact that we are now finally out of the winter. And we're still out of it. I don't care. I doubt within the last little couple of days left of winter that we will be experiencing anything else. But you never know what Mother Nature has up her sleeve. But this week is going very well with the weather. We're going very well, very well. Now, if you've been experiencing, of course, warm weather the whole entire time that we've been dealing with this nasty winter, then high five to you, high five to you. So moving along, I don't have much in celebrity news because, you know, celebrity news is always a problem, but I'm going to talk about the Eagles. I'm going to talk about Chip Kelly and how he's trading some of these players and changing the logo of the Eagles. Now, like I said to you guys before, I'm not much of an Eagles fan, but geez, who allowed this man to come in and start making these type of changes? So we'll see how the Eagles pan out this season with all these new changes. I mean, all these new changes that are really hitting some record-breaking type of discussion. Also, Facebook. If you guys didn't know, now you know, 16,000 people requested for Facebook to change one of their, not necessarily emojis, but emocons or something, however we say it. It was listed as, you're saying feeling annoyed, feeling depressed, feeling whatever. The one thing that was on there, in which I'm going to be honest with you guys, I didn't know that this was on there because I don't use it. Now, I do have a Facebook account, but I definitely don't use those type of things. And one of the things it was saying was, I feel fat. Now, if you guys are, sensitive to that type of stuff, you reported it, Facebook changed it from feeling fat to feeling stuff. Now, I don't even know for sure if I like either word on the whole process. Now, it'd be better if, Facebook just did away with some of that stuff, period, There's always a word for something, but it's not a feeling all the time. It's more something else. So, I don't know. Eventually, things will be changed on that, too, I'm sure. So, moving along, I'm not going to talk about Chris Brown this time because, as always, he still hasn't agreed yes, no, maybe so. And it seems to be his mother's now speaking up on the terms of her of the fans spamming her account and taking things out of context. And, I just talked about it, did I not? Right. So other than that, there's nothing else really major going on that I'm aware of at this point in time because, I had a busy day. And I was actually I actually had to schedule the show so fast because I looked at the time and I said, oh my gosh, the time almost got away from me being able to get on this show and talk to you all. I had a very busy day today. Your girl, Stewie, hosts myself, my lovely self, got the chance to go to Connecticut today. Yes, Connecticut! So your girl was busy today, and I still made time for you all, and I am so tired. You want to talk about tired? I am tired. I'm ready to get in this house, take a shower, do my hair, because I got another busy day tomorrow again. Now, all this, what is it called, spring break and springing forward and all this other kind of stuff, and all this stuff that's making me so tired. I've been definitely tired ever since we lost that hour, so it's all right, though. I take my melatonin and I sleep good at night, but I still wake up tired. So, moving right along, and I hope this weekend is really, I'm actually looking very much so forward to this weekend to just sit in the house and relax. And I know I normally do that on a lot of my weekends. I do that a lot. So, but I could definitely say that I'm going to be doing that this weekend, just relaxing, trying to get my mind right, not stressing too much. As I've been, and just really just going with the flow, and a lot of things is happening right now for me. So, if you all got some tips or feedback or would like to offer some things to other listeners, definitely feel free to do so by sending me an email at the business email address, you know. I know I get listeners, you know, I see that you guys, you know, you look into the archives of radio shows and broadcasts and you play them back and you listen to them, but I never get any feedback from you guys. So I really would like some feedback as to what, you know, some good topics I can say, what I should do about the show, because I'm trying my best to think about people that I can bring on the show to really change the broadcast every Wednesday and every Sunday. But the problem is everyone's so focused on their own stuff. Everyone's so focused on their own time, and it really doesn't work. So I'm a lonely, lonely host on this show, but no, I'm not lonely at all. But I'm solo dolo for sure, but I definitely want to make sure that you guys get what you listen to the show for, and that is image consulting tips and advice and how to feel about oneself until, you know, things start to go well for you. So that's the tips. This is what the show is for, because as I've said multiple times, For Your Image was created to help you create, manage, and or improve your most perceived image. The, you know, remember, society definitely pays attention a lot. Social media is in everything. So it's best to always remember that when you're going to make a statement. You know, remember that when you're going to walk out of the house looking a certain type of way. Remember that when you're acting uncivil around folks, you know, you just have to remember that. And I know a lot of people are just like, oh, no, you need to be yourself, you need to do this, you need to do that. But, you know, I understand. I truly understand where everyone comes from when everyone says, be yourself, you know, don't listen to what they have to say. That once you choose to put yourself in front of that camera, once you choose to put yourself on a radio, once you choose to do anything where it's more than just a little circle of friends that know about you and know of you and people that work with you, once you choose to really bring yourself to a higher level, you really have to conduct yourself in a certain type of way to avoid the hurtful things that people say. Now, people always feel like they're entitled to someone else's, their opinion is entitled to someone else's situation, and it's really not, you know. But, you know, I've said this all before, but I have to reiterate it every time because of the fact that a lot of people tend to miss that part. You know, something happens and they just, oh, why are they being like this? Why am I getting this backlash? Why? Because you know why you're getting this backlash, because you just said this, you just did this, you just wore that. And, you know, you thought it was cute, you thought it was fun to do, you thought it was okay to say, but really you got to take a step back and really just ask people before you post it, before you do it, before you wear it, just be like, hey, what does this look like? Now, I know sometimes your friends will be like, oh, it's cool, it's whatever, don't worry about this, don't do that, it's cool. But no, if you're the type of person that really is that sensitive to where you're going to hear negative things from society, I suggest you just don't do it, truthfully. Just don't do it. A lot of companies, you know, they say, you know, when you're an employee there, especially about the dress code, if you have to think twice about it before you put it on, it's best to not put it on. You know, that's exactly what I've heard. I don't know how many times, that sounds kind of bad. I don't know how many companies. Yes, I'm the type of person, I do job jump. Okay, but no, I've been at jobs for a long time. You know, unfortunately, I'm going to say it right now, I'm going to be honest, I ain't been at a job longer than 3 years, you know, because I'm so much of a variety type of girl. After a while, I tend to get a little bored, and I think to myself, like, man, what else can I do? You know, it's the same thing, different day. You know, I like variety, and I like something different every day. It keeps me interested, keeps me motivated, keeps me energetic, and also, you know, I really start to think to myself after a while, like, I think that, you know I live in Jersey, but I'm starting to really think that my final move will be to another state where I'm probably going to really blossom and really become the person and the motivator and the life coach that I'm looking to be in another state. The only reason why I say that is because I'm so of a unique type of girl who likes variety that I highly doubt that my position here will remain the same, is what I'm trying to say. Because eventually it's going to go from me working underneath to someone to me working for myself. me running my own business, me having managers to run a store, and so on and so forth. So that's why it's always best to stay connected, stay informed, stay alert to what's going on so around you, what best places to really grow a business from, and location, location, location. I always say that. Location, location, location matters when you're trying to have your own business. Of course, to have a following, of course, to have that good advertisement going on, you know, all that matters. So definitely, that's why, you know, I try to say what I try to say. You know, I'm going to, you know, be honest, like when I go out, I majority of the time I have a wrap on my head. Only because I just don't like the conditions of the atmosphere. I'm going to be honest on that. It can really affect your hair. If you don't know what I'm talking about, definitely look that up. Where, if the sun is beating on my hair too much, it could turn it a different color. Really, not something like real dramatic. Like, oh my gosh, your hair is different, but you can tell by when you're looking at it, it's a different color in a sense. You know, it can cause some damage. So I majority of the time actually have my hair covered, and a lot of females, you know, they look at me and they're like, well, how do you get your hair to be like that? Or your hair is just thick, you have a good grain of hair. Yes, and also because I don't do a lot to my hair. You know, I definitely try not to put too much stress on it. I try to make sure I take my vitamins to make sure it keeps growing. Now, I am going to say for the women out there that are taking like a thyroid med, I'm going to be honest, I'm taking a thyroid med myself. After a while, what it tends to do to your hair is it tends to break it off. It tends to make it fragile and thin. So if your hair is already thin, it's going to definitely be noticeable with you after a while of taking it. And I mean a while, meaning years. So it's definitely best to try your best to take a lot of things that gear towards your hair follicles. It's not just a multivitamin is good for you anymore. You have to start taking some things that will really, really show a result for your hair, your body, your bones, everything. So that's what I've been definitely doing. I'm actually going to be trying my best to get off of the thyroid med. If you have any suggestions on that, if you're taking a thyroid too like I am, then definitely share your thoughts on it, because I'm actually going, there's a natural health food store that's not too far from where I am, and it has some thyroid support function pills in there, you know, all different brands and all different prices, of course. So I'm definitely going to try to start taking myself off of that's the synthetic thyroid medicine, so I can stop spending money on prescriptions. I'd rather put naturals, you know, herbs and vitamins and minerals inside of me versus something synthetic that's actually harming my body. So if you have any suggestions on what I should do, what I can do, what others can do, definitely share that. That'd be great to know. Also, another thing is when you're involved with so much that's going on, try to balance yourself. This is the time management again that I'm trying to reiterate with you all. You know, the months are flying by. We're now in March. We're actually halfway through March, and we're we're counting down the last couple of minutes of the show. So we are coming to the middle of the month in March, and before you know it, April will be here. So, you know, if you got things going on for you, try not to get off your goal set. You know, it's best to try to stay on as much as you can. If you can't, then, you know, not oh well, but try again the following month, okay? Definitely don't veer off your goals, but if money is just not there, try your best to get everything worked out as fast as you can so you can get back on the goal. So, and then budget and manage your time wisely, everyone. You know, I know, like, people get so busy they just want to keep going, or, you know, they're losing sleep. No, it's not good for you. Besides, we're coming down to the last few minutes of the show. Definitely email me at the business email address for yourimagellc@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram at Stewie Chewy. It's StewyChewy. You can also, for image consults, you can call me at theprestoexperts.com /conversation with Stewie. That's StewY. And once again, this is your host, Stewie. Checking in with you all. checking in with you all and ending it all with you all. Let's talk to you guys again on Sunday. You guys have a great week, a good ending to your week. If it was not good in the beginning, hopefully it ends well, and vice versa. You guys be safe out there. Talk to you on Sunday.